with Mary King. You've just finished your cross country round, first one of the day. Talk me through it.
Well, I'm getting a bit slow in my old age. I came in just slightly over the time. I think I was about 3 or 4 seconds slow. But no, dear Imperial Cavalier, he was so lovely and he looked after me in the places I didn't ride him quite so well. And it was an interesting track to ride. It's not over big, but there are lots of places, you know, fiddly places where you've got to really concentrate and the horse has to really think and be careful.
When did you realise that you might not make the time?
As I was galloping up from the towards the shooting butt, up that avenue, I thought, a little bit down, because I'd been ahead of my time as I was going down that way to the park. I was about 5 seconds ahead of my time. And maybe because it's a little bit thicker, you know, there are, thinking about it, more technical fences. You circle around on yourself by the bank with the owl hole. You then sort of go, and that's all wasting a bit of time. You're not galloping along on a straight line. So maybe with my next horse, I'll try and be a little bit even more up on my time, knowing that might be a bit slower part of the course.
Yeah, there's no excuse for the next one, is there? Tess?
No, there isn't. I just hope she's a good girl and stays straight. She did have a run out last year at Burley, and you know, I'm just hoping that she's forgotten that and is a good girl and stays on her lines.
Imperial Cavalier is expert at show jumping. Are you got any concerns about tomorrow?
No, it's just lovely to have got through today with him. You know, he's a class horse. It might be his last Babington because he's 16. So it is lovely to have gone, you know, a good clear round, and he pulled up very well, felt lovely and sound. So, you know, that's so important.
It is. Mary, well done. Thank you very much.